everyone, Annette Nada here, and welcome back to another episode of A Course in Miracles with Annette Nada. Today, we're on What is the Holy Spirit, and we're on Lesson 283. What is the Holy Spirit? The Holy Spirit mediates between illusions and the truth, as he must bridge the gap between reality and dreams. Perception leads to knowledge through the grace that God has given him to be his gift to everyone who turns to him for truth. Across the bridge that he provides, our dreams all carry to the truth, to be dispelled before the light of knowledge. There, our sights and sounds forever laid aside, and where they were perceived before, forgiveness has made possible perception's tranquil end.
The goal the Holy Spirit's teaching sets is just this end of dreams, for sights and sounds must be translated from the witnesses of fear to those of love. And when this is entirely accomplished, learning has achieved the only goal it has in truth. For learning, as the Holy Spirit guides it to the outcome he perceives for it, becomes the means to go beyond itself, to be replaced by the eternal truth.
If you but knew how much your Father yearns to have you recognize your sinlessness, you would not let his voice appeal in vain, nor turn away from his replacement for the fearful images and dreams you made. The Holy Spirit understands the means you made by which you would attain what is forever unattainable. And if you offer them to him, he will employ the means you made for exile to restore your mind to where it truly is at home.
From knowledge, where he has been placed by God, the Holy Spirit calls to you to let forgiveness rest upon your dreams and be restored to sanity and peace of mind. Without forgiveness, will your dreams remain to terrify you, and the memory of all your Father's love will not return to signify the end of dreams has come.
Accept your Father's gift. It is a call from love to love, that it be but itself. The Holy Spirit is his gift, by which the quietness of heaven is restored to God's beloved Son. Would you refuse to take the function of completing God, when all he wills is that you be complete? What is the Holy Spirit?
Lesson 283. My true identity abides in you. Father, I made an image of myself, and it is this I call the Son of God. Yet is creation as it always was, for your creation is unchangeable. Let me not worship idols. I am he my Father loves. My holiness remains the light of heaven and the love of God. Is not what is beloved of you secure? Is not the light of heaven infinite? Is not your Son my true identity when you created everything that is?
Now are we one in shared identity, with God our Father as our only source, and everything created part of us. And so we offer blessing to all things, uniting lovingly with all the world, which our forgiveness has been made one with us. Lesson 283, My True Identity Abides in You.
Today, I was hoping we could look at paragraph one in What is Forgiveness, because...
You mean What is the Holy Spirit?
What is the Holy Spirit? Because... if you're like I am, there's a lot of he's and hims that really were confusing to me the first few times around. So I have lots of notes in here.
Okay.
And I just really wanted to clarify so that if you are new to the course that you don't, I find it quite frustrating when I don't understand what it's saying. And at least, you know, there's this, okay, first I need to understand what it's saying. Then I have to kind of accept what it's saying. And that's, you know, could be a 2 or 3 year process if you're anything like me.
So step one has to be, you have to understand what it's saying. So when you don't understand what it's saying, you can't even have any hope to get to step two.
Right. And, you know, and like I shared a few days ago, sometimes it's saying this. And then I would say, is that true? Is that really true? And that's what I would, you know, like that's what I would turn it over to the Holy Spirit. So let's just go to the very first paragraph of what is the Holy Spirit. So the Holy Spirit mediates between illusions and truth. Another way that we could say this is the Holy Spirit mediates between fear and love. So if we find ourselves in a place of fear, and remember, fear is anytime we see ourselves as anything other than perfect, whole, and complete. So if we say, I'm not good enough, I'm too fat, I'm not smart enough, I came from the wrong family, I don't have the right job, I don't have enough money, all, you know, nobody likes me, all the different ways fear shows up. I'm not making light of those. I'm just saying those are just all examples of how we can have these thoughts. Remember, we were really talking about our thoughts here. I can be hurt by nothing but my thoughts. All those thoughts of fear are illusions because they're not expressing who we truly are. They're not coming from this place of love. They're coming from a place of fear. So the Holy Spirit mediates between fear and love, as he must bridge the gap between reality and dreams. So remember, from what is salvation, that our Creator gave us as the sonship, the Holy Spirit, which is just, you know, that voice that's always saying the truth of what we are. Our Creator gave us the Holy Spirit the moment that we had thought of quote unquote war, though those are words from the what is salvation, but it's when we said, what would it be like to be separate from God? And so the Holy Spirit bridges the gap between love and fear. Perception leads to knowledge through the grace that God has given him. Okay, so God has given the Holy Spirit to be God's gift to everyone who turns to God for truth. So that needs to be clarified. It really needed to be clarified in my mind. And what that means is we have this perception that is in error. And then our miracles, Course in Miracles, our miracles lead us to true perception. And when it says perception leads to knowledge, knowledge is actually that comes directly from our Creator. So the Course in Miracles teaches is that we're all in error. We're all in fear. We're in that ego thought system, just hook, line, and sinker. And then we realize that we actually have a split mind, and there's another voice that speaks to us all through the day, every day. And it doesn't just speak to quote unquote good people all through the day. It doesn't just speak to priests or pastors or spiritual leaders. The Holy Spirit's voice, God, the voice of God that speaks to us all through the day, speaks to every single aspect of the sonship, no matter who it is. Now, does that mean we listen? Do we listen to the guidance? No, most of us don't. But there is on the journey in the Course of Miracles, and remember, this is just one way to remember who we truly are. You don't have to be a Course in Miracles student to remember who you truly are. But for those of us that the Course in Miracles speaks to, is that when we start realizing that we have had and we have a split mind, we can start really bringing awareness to, oh, here I am. I'm in the ego thought system. Oh, here's this voice for love. And I can choose again. I can choose love instead of fear. So that's the perception. But then we get to this place where we've chosen love. And then as the Course teaches it, God takes that final step to knowledge. But that's where we're all going. So knowledge through the grace that God has given the Holy Spirit to be God's gift to everyone, our Creator's gift, love's gift to love, who turns to God for truth. Across the bridge that the Holy Spirit provides, our dreams all carry to the truth, to be dispelled before the light of knowledge. There, right, when we've crossed that bridge, there are sights and sounds forever laid aside. So when we cross the bridge from fear to love, that is, and the Holy Spirit is like the bridge, right? Across the bridge that he provides. He's the bridge that we cross, helps us cross. But we get to this place where all the sights and sounds of fear are let aside. And where they were perceived before, forgiveness, remember, for all forgiveness is self-forgiveness. So forgiveness is when we realize who we truly are. Forgiveness has been made possible, has made possible perception's tranquil end. So once we get to this place of knowledge, remember, we're going from fear to love, the perception of fear, the perception of love, and then we get to knowledge, then there's no need for perception. Perception is over.
Mm-hmm. And I love the use of tranquil end in there, because we can think of the end, like the apocalypse. You know, there's like so many apocalypse movies out and books or whatever. And we think like the end of this perception is some violent, you know, like earthquakes everywhere, all that kind of stuff, you know, like turmoil, destruction. And it's this gentle passing, this gentle, real ending that isn't punishment. It isn't destructive. It's the recognition that what was believed to be the truth before was incorrect, and correction has, what is correct has come to take its place.
So you're providing me with another time when I can say, if you are part of any group, any religion, any thought system that teaches that you're not enough, that who you are will be punished, you're believing a lie. It's not true. The only thing that's true is that love loves love. Our Creator is love, and we are love. Love loves love. Anything that has any sort of fear, like some people are left out, some people are not good enough, some people have the wrong sexual orientation, some people have the wrong ethnicity, some people do not have the right education, or they
or the wrong beliefs.
Or the wrong beliefs. If you are in a group that believes any of that, it's not true. And religion, the way it has played out in humanity, is just a source of punishment and guilt. And it's not true. Can you find God in church? Maybe, but you're going to have to get past all the fear and guilt that's preached. You're going to have to get past all of these ideas that there's called out ones. We're all called out. We're all children of God. And anything that teaches anything different is not true. It can't be true. When you just think logically, how in the world can some people be chosen by love and other people not? It's not true. It can't be true. It's a lie. But that's what we've done as humanity for control over other folks. That's what we've done so that I can be right and you can be wrong. That's what we've done so I can feel superior.
Fear.
It's all based in fear.
Well, yeah, but it's also, I've seen also that, like, people literally saying, well, I don't agree with what it says, but, you know, if you want to get to heaven, this is what you have to do. And so then that is, like, they don't really even believe or agree with what their spiritual path even tells them, but they have the fear of, you know, hell or whatnot, so then they go along with it.
And I've met so many people that are checking all the boxes of their religion and they don't even believe in God.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like, oh, this is what my religion tells me.
Yeah.
And that really, when you think of the lie of the serpent,
mm-hmm.
that we could be anything but love, that's the lie of the serpent. right? That Adam and Eve, now they needed clothing and they weren't okay just the way that they are. And isn't that how, I mean, when you really understand this and see it, it's like, yeah, you can see how the ego thought system comes up with that, because that's just separation. Anything that teaches that I'm right and you're wrong is separation. Anything that says, oh, you know, what you've done, that keeps you from God. Nothing can keep you from God except your thoughts of separation.
And what is the Holy Spirit to me speaks of? What do I really want to give power in my life? Just like I mentioned the first day of what is the Holy Spirit, like I need to take power from fear and give power to love. Take will from fear, my own will away from fear, and give my will to love. And that, because we can kind of sink into a negativity stew here of, you know, there's all these different ideas that don't work, and it's like, oh God, now what do I do? When really, we have to break everything down to its content. Is it fear or love? You know, take out the form, because the form doesn't matter. Take what is the form away and go down to what is the content? What is the motivation and essence underneath any form that exists? What's underneath? Is it fear or love? Those are our two choices. And then if we can break it down, be honest about it, and say, well, if that's really fear, then we can move ourselves with help or with guidance to the content of love. Because I don't want us just to stick with, oh, there's so much fear out there. There is also love too, but we have to be honest about where we are and where we've been. By that honesty, and recognizing if we've been in fear or if we've been kind of surrounded by that. And honestly, we don't beat ourselves up over that, because that's what the world's made of.
Well, I think more of a recognition that I've been surrounded by fear.
That's it. Yeah. All it is a recognition. It's just like recognizing a color. That's blue. That's green. But then taking that recognition to, okay, that's where I've been. That's where I am. But that's not where I want to be. What's the path into a different direction? This is what is, you know, asking the Holy Spirit to be that bridge from where I've been, which can be in fear, to love. You know, when we were talking about the other day, I had to let my guard down in order to open up to what wasn't working within me. Like, that's that bridge.
And we're almost out of time, but maybe in our next podcast, we can talk about how that can be challenging. Okay. You know, because
I think that's a good
there
idea.
Are cultural systems, family systems. We can be in a relationship that, you know, was we were young when we got into it, and it's the foundation is something that now we're realizing this is not true. This is separation. Like, then how do we get out of it? Right. I mean, so because when we want to always go to the practical bit, and right. Also, like, what's true is, like, we can even be, let's say we have a family and everyone in our family is a certain religion. And we're just saying, as we get older, we're just saying, this isn't even true for me. But then if we're going to say that, then we're going to lose our family. Like, how do we do this? What do we do? And let's talk about that next time.
Okay. Sounds good.
So we are wishing you a wonderful day as you practice lesson 283, My True Identity Abides in You. See you tomorrow.
See you then.